Hey guys, welcome to Radioactive Talk. I'm your host, Elliot Monroy, here with Duncan Reedhead and Johnny Thompson. So Duncan, what is today's topic?
Well, today's topic has to do with stories about the future and what they say about our present.
Alright, so you heard it from the man himself. We'll get into that in a bit.
Right now, what we're going to talk about is nuclear warfare and tension within the planet.
There's this story called By the Waters of Babylon, and in this story, a group of people on the United States eastern coast were nuked to hell, basically. They then formed this tribal kind of religion-ish thing based off Catholics or Christians, stuff like that. They have priests that go out and collect metal from the broken down cities, and in these cities, they're only allowed a certain amount of people. So, the villagers, the common folk, they're not allowed to go there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if they did touch the metal, they'd have to come back and be purified because, for unknown reasons, it would kill them. So,
basically, yeah, I see what you're going with, right? What I'm trying to say is, though, I mean, when it comes down to the present, I think that this story mainly focuses, because like later in the story, the guy goes into there, he's ignoring what all the elder priests are saying, and he's just like, I'm going to go in the city and I'm going to gain knowledge. He goes in there and he sees all this stuff. He sees all this technology, all this, buildings, nuclear shadows of people, and he actually goes up into a really big building. He gets into this door, and in this room, there's a guy sitting down, just watching over the city. He's still purified. His body has not decayed as much as the others. Everyone else down in the city was either disintegrated or, just locked away in a tomb because, where would you go during a nuclear fallout? So this guy, he gets in this room, sees the guy, and he's like, dang, this dude just like, he just watched this fire rain down on his city. And like, didn't care, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he accepted it, and John, the character, the one that goes to the place of the gods, he has a dream that night when he slept there, and the dream wasn't really a dream, it was more of him remembering what actually happened.
Like a spiritual journey.
Yes, like more of an out-of-body experience, so...
Yeah, that's right.
You see, the thing is, like, just that dead body being there, it really does show, like, these people thought they were gods, or that's how the world started, but really that was the end of the country.
So it may not have been the end of the world for the entire world, but it was the end of the world for the east coast of the United States. So the next story we're going to talk about is There Will Come Soft Rains, and it's about this house that the humans wanted it to do their natural,
just like continue their work, right? Basically make the humans a little coddled, you know what I'm saying? Basically this house lost all of its occupants in a nuclear bombing, basically. So this house kept working. Like it made dinner, got them to work.
Like even if the humans were gone, it didn't notice or it didn't seem, I wouldn't say care, but it was unknown if the house could see inside of itself or not, but it would act like, oh, they're just not answering or something, so...
Exactly, so it even had voices, scripts and lines ready for when no one would respond. In the story, it asks for the owner of the house, house owner, to pick a poem. And then... About 10 minutes, right? The house just automatically picks a poem. And ironically, the poem is actually having to do with humans disappearing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, this basically means that in the future, humans might go extinct and machine may, like, they may take over, but...
Like, what I'm saying is, like, about our present, though, is that I think this story is actually trying to say that robots, they're just going to take over humans' jobs. And even if we're gone, they're going to keep doing their job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys, we're going to get overrun by robots. Now, we'll move away from more non-fictional ways the world can end into fictional ways the world can end.
For instance, we're going to talk about Thanos, guys. Let's get into it.
All right, so...
I already got this dude laughing, all right? Like,
yeah.
Come on, let's be honest here. All right, guys, actually, let me take this off. Thanos is a mad titan, dude. he got 6 Infinity Stones, which are like the rarest things in the universe. Eh, the Marvel universe, at least. Remember, this is all fictional. This is all fictional. Thanos got 6 Infinity Stones, got his heart stabbed out by Stormbreaker, and still managed to snap. This guy's insane. This guy's like Johnny Knoxville from Jack.
His mission was to erase half of all living things, so the other half can thrive.
Thanos succeeded, right? He snapped his fingers. He did it. He did it, guys. I'm just saying, this guy's pretty smart about it. He thought, because actually, before he got the whole idea of erasing half of the universe's population, he did it by himself to a planet, and it worked. He came in, checked in on them, and was like, dang, this actually kind of worked. You know, I'm just going to do this on a universe-wide scale and see how it works. So you know what? He did it, right? I already mentioned that, but I just kind of mentioned that again. Because this plot point of him snapping, erasing half of all life, is very important to how the other half felt. After the other half, you know, saw their loved ones disappear, you know, news reports came in. Oh, you know, car crashing, helicopter crashing, planes crashing, you know, they check inside, find no bodies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for most of the people that survived, yeah, they're probably grateful that they lived, but they couldn't move on like, from losing their loved ones.
Captain America, a Avenger, he's a character in the MCU. He's pretty pivotal to defeating Thanos in the end, but I think
he kept telling everyone, move on, you have to move on, but
he couldn't move on himself, you know what I'm saying? And actually, this brings us to our next topic, War of the Worlds.
Tell the back, so you know, fine. About, just say what it's about. Say
War of the Worlds is about aliens that come down and have machines planted in the earth already, and they want to wipe out all of living life.
So, at their failed attempt, well, not really failed, they did wipe out a lot and kill a lot of humans, yeah. But in the end, the aliens died from simple bacteria, like, their immune system was trash.
Yeah,
so
like their immune system was basically nothing. These bacteria, you could just like sneeze on them and they
No,
die.
I think they didn't even have one. Anyway. Oh,
yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway,
this brings us to how this affects the present.
Yeah, how does this affect the present? See, my hypothesis is that the more time we spend exploring space, exploring Earth in general, the more chances we have of running into aliens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, you know, we probably won't know that we ran into them because, well, let's just assume they're smarter than us.
Yeah, no,
They would kill the people that are exploring
space.
That's
the accurate assumption of aliens. Most people think that if we do run into other life in the universe or galaxy or whatever,
they're most likely stronger than us and smarter.
Smarter, stronger, all that, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, they'd just, like, destroy Earth, most likely, you know.
So guys, I think that when it comes down to end of the world stories, it's more about what scares us the most. Nuclear warfare in the Cold War obviously scared a lot of people. And we can tell, you can look back at documents and be like, they had nuclear bombs, drills in school. They had to hide under their desk, you know? I'm just saying that I think, also aliens. The fact that
like people fear not knowing
like
what's out there.
Aliens are stronger, aliens are smarter than
us. We assume that.
You know, War of the Worlds, we assume that aliens were just like smarter than us. They already had a plan to kill us. The only way we could beat them was by accident, right? They just happened to find the fact that, oh, bacteria kills them. They don't have an immune system. Let's do that.
So, basically what we're saying is most of the stuff might not happen.
Some of it is really real. Some of it can happen.
Yeah, like nuclear bombs.
A lot of people know that.
Okay. Yeah, so obviously stuff like aliens and such, that most likely won't happen, but
nuclear warfare is just a real
war.
I think that brings us to our closer, though.
So we will end today's Radioactive Talk episode with
a message.
Stop being scared. Stop being paranoid. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, obviously. It's not that hard, guys. Stop being.
Stop being.